Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with Janet Christie, our good friend, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, leverageanddevelopment.com. Is that right, Janet?
Yes.
And that's A-N-D, leverageanddevelopment.com?
Correct.
So
the Internet doesn't like an ampersand.
Yeah, and that's right. And the books are there, folks, and all of her, all the things she does to help people, especially small businesses, and especially women-owned small businesses. Janet, you spend time working with the government over in South Carolina. When you think of going forward with in 2021, the Biden administration is gonna they're making noises like they want to do a lot more to help small businesses. Even though there's a lot of money that's been set aside that hasn't even been used yet, they're talking about creating some more, and a lot of different actions that they're talking about. What do you think? What are you seeing? What should we expect?
Well, one thing to consider is that when the federal government starts passing money down and starts saying we're going to change or we're going to do this or set some kind of goals, they end up creating a lot more jobs within government than they create business for small businesses. So if you can find a way for your business to do contract work for government, you might be better off, because a good example is when I still worked in telecommunications back in the mid-90s, they decided that all the schools should be connected to the Internet. I know right now that sounds a little foreign, because what if we didn't have that? But really, schools were not connected to the Internet.
Right.
So they decided to do that, and what they the way they decided to do it was to create an agency, and then all the telephone companies, because back then AT&T was not put back together, we hadn't been separated that long, so from any telecommunications company, whether it was a Bell Telephone or Verizon, which had at that time some local telephone companies. No matter how big or how small they were, they had to pay into that. Then they took out the money to pay the staff for that. Then they sent the money back to the school districts to actually put in the hardware and the lines to connect to the Internet.
Fiber.
So by the time it got back to those people to buy that, and I was selling those lines then, there wasn't as much as we had put into the pot. So instead of just dictating.
So it gets diluted. By the time it gets all the way down from Washington, it gets diluted. And so the last mile customer, the last mile beneficiary, the last mile voter gets the hindmost, gets the crumbs on the table.
Right. And there were so many rules and forms and things like that what I did instead of really selling was I was going around to schools and helping them fill out the forms. That was my sales way of selling. That was the sales activity. And the same kind of thing happened with the shovel-ready stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, about 8-10 years ago.
The Obama administration.
So,
shovel-ready was a joke. What a joke that was.
And by the time it gets down to the local government, the money is not, you know, what they allocated. It's, you know,
well, this is an example of the government, politicians, we should say. And folks, notice we may have mentioned a politician by name or so, but really it's the whole political class.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Don't it's not Republican or Democrat necessarily. When they talk about helping, all that is to get you to shut up and be quiet and vote for them. That's all it is. When they invoke the name small business, the term small business, Janet, they don't know any small. But they don't care about small businesses. They all they care about is where their bread's buttered, which is Google and Facebook and Amazon, and Microsoft and I mean that's where and maybe China. That's where their bread's buttered. And you and I are an afterthought. We're just, they're just placating us. And I'm sorry to be so cynical, but I'll tell you, this is where we are right now. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's, you know, we're talking about the federal government because that's what just changed. But yeah, it can be local. And when federal dollars come down to the state level, then they have some rules, but they're going to decide how to allocate it. So then it's the same thing. What groups are getting to them to get votes? So if they have to pass legislation, or then they pass it down to local governments, and some of them are saying, we didn't ask for this. What are we supposed to do with this?
Right.
Yeah, so if you can find a way to help people spend the federal money, that's probably the best.
So you're saying this might be a good time to develop a business model to help people spend the money if you're looking for a new revenue opportunity. But what a cynical way to make a living, right?
Well, thanks a lot, because I've done that.
No, but when you do it, you're helping the people. Those were real small business contracts. Those were real contracts.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, there's some of it is good. I've seen some of it that's good, but I think what I'm hearing from you is you'll never go broke being cynical about what the government actually does to help you. What do you think?
Oh, that's absolutely true, and that's why I get concerned about people taking things at face value.
Yeah.
You almost have to do your own digging, and you have to wait and see what really happened.
Listen to what they say, and then discount the heck out of it. Leverageanddevelopment.com is the website. Janet Christie, thank you for being here. Good job, and come back soon.
I will. Thanks.
Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.